Sandy and Kat, Magic 95.1 WAJI. Here we are on a Thursday. In terms of what's trending with our news, oh, by the way, it is Happy National Pet Day.
Oh, good.
I don't know what that means.
You're supposed to post a picture of your pet on social media.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well,
National
thank God.
Pet Day.
Like, does your dog, like, go in to get, like, fast food treats?
Like Starbucks does the whole
whipped
pup cream, cup.
Pop yeah. cup. Yeah, yeah. Those are great. All right, let's get to what's trending. The Postal Service is asking to raise the price of first-class stamps again. They just did it 3 months ago. Currently, it's at 68 cents. They want to jump it to 73. I say just move it to a dollar, but I didn't know this until this morning. The United States Postal Service handles 44% of the mail in the entire world that circulates. McDonald's is debuting the first ever scented billboard. They're doing it right now in a test market in the Netherlands. It's unclear if it's a stunt or if it's something that, if gains popularity and works, could be rolled out wherever communities have a lot of foot traffic. They're just blank red or yellow signs. That's it. Doesn't even say McDonald's on the sign. And then they're just pumping in near the footpath smells that smell like, what do you think? French fries.
Yeah,
French fries. Here's something that you can start to expect. You know how when you get food or a drink, they have to have that standard calorie box? How many calories? How much sugar? How much sodium? All of those things. Well, now something similar, a nutrition-like label, will be coming to your internet service provider. Basically, it's just an itemized list of what you are getting in your plan that you're paying for, and it'll look kind of like an actual nutrition label. How about a movie based on the board game Monopoly? It's seeming to be the next project that's brought to you from the people that brought us the Barbie movie last year. Melrose Place is coming back, this time with some of the original stars, including Heather Locklear. Melrose Place ran on Fox and was a big hit from 92 to 1999. However, there's no word where or when you'll get to see the new version of Melrose Place. In sports, the Masters Golf Tournament starts today and continues through Sunday, and the NFL announced that the Philadelphia Eagles and the Green Bay Packers will be the NFL's first ever regular season game that will be played in Brazil. That's what's trending now with our Magic 95.1 news. Sandy and Kat, Magic 95.1 WAJI. We're going to play a quick round here of Know the Show. I'll explain how it works. Our number is 260-467-9500. 260-467-9500. You call into the show and you get a question about the show. The answer will either be Kat or myself, Andy. That's it. You have a 50-50 shot on each question. You get the first one right, you move on to the next. There's three questions. Whoever's on the line that successfully answers the third question about the show will win what today, Kat?
We have a Vera Bradley tote for you and two tickets to the Vera Bradley outlet sale, which is coming up next month, May 1st through the 5th at the Coliseum.
Any of the ticketed sessions is what that pass will get you in for. Andy and Kat, Magic 95.1. Good morning. Hi, what's your first name?
Crystal.
All right, we're going to play Know the Show. I know you got a busy morning. You got the kids and things to do here. So the answer to every question that's asked, even if you guess, is either going to be Kat or myself. If you get it wrong, we go to the next caller on the line. Let's get started. Here we go.
Okay, Crystal, the first question. Which member of the show is known for their polarizing laugh?
Definitely Andy.
Yeah, there we go. Yeah. All right, see, it's pretty easy. All right.
Well, thank you. That's a defense of which side of the polarizing you're on there, Crystal.
Right.
But all right, question two.
Question two. Okay, which member of the show loves Morel mushroom hunting?
Kat.
It was very good. Yeah, that was quick. Crystal, you know your stuff.
Well, I mean,
my son and my husband go morel mushroom hunting, so every time you talk about it, I'm always listening.
Yeah,
I'm not going to tell you where I go unless you tell me where they go first.
Kat will go with you.
I don't have much luck, so I don't think they even want to go where they go.
Okay.
All right, third and final question.
This
Vera
is
Bradley
it.
Product up for grabs. Here we go. Know the show.
Okay, Crystal, which member of the show clips their toenails and randomly throws them behind the couch?
You wouldn't.
That's the Andrew. Oh,
come on!
Crystal, Andy let me pick the questions this morning, so I got great joy out of that contest. Congratulations.
Crystal, yes. All right. Well, thank you for knowing the show, Crystal. Well, we know you're busy. You got to run to school and all that stuff, so let me put you on hold, and Kat will grab some info there behind the scenes. Yes. I don't know that needs more explanation.
Okay. You're giving me the side eye. I think I'll just get her information real quick.
Where does everybody put their nails?
What do you
Be
mean?
Honest
you don't
with me.
Throw them behind the couch.
Be honest with me. Does everybody get up? I know.
You're the only one.
And take
one.
Them to the trash.
Yes.
Not all the time.
Yes.
Not
you know
all
what?
The time.
Even my 14-year-old son will take either a Kleenex and open it up, or paper towel, and he will clip his toenails, gather the clippings, and then throw it into the trash.
I just don't believe everybody does that.
Well, not everybody.
I'm not saying what you should do, because I'm with you there.
Yes.
I'm just saying what you actually do. By the way, I'm shocked at the number of people that supposedly clip their hand, your fingernails, and your toenails over the toilet.
Yeah. Isn't that like the number one place?
Isn't that what they said?
And then they flush it out.
And I'm like, nobody's like, excuse me, I need a minute. I'm going to be in here toe clipping. Andy and Kat, hey, it's Magic 95.1 WAJI. If you ever miss anything on the show, get caught up each and every day with the Andy and Kat podcast. Takes the best moments of the show, stuff you may have missed, and gives it to you on demand. Earlier this week, I referenced that one of my favorite shows on television is still a network show. I like watching CBS Sunday Mornings.
Oh,
which
yes.
Which is, it basically makes me like 85 years old, like in my heart. And so I think a listener heard that and they said, hey, I'm about your age and I like watching CBS Sunday Morning too, but I don't like telling anybody. And then they went on to send me this. It's a stat that maybe we can play along with and you guys can make fun of me. It was on BuzzFeed and Twitter. Well, X had it yesterday. And 15 signs that you're becoming an old person.
Oh, I wonder how many of these I do.
How many of these do you sort of check the box on here? All right, let's tee it up. Your favorite candy is Tums.
Okay.
Or Werther's.
That's what I was going to say.
I don't do that. If you still print your boarding pass, just in case.
I do just in case. I mean, what if
what do you do?
What if my battery? Yeah. Seriously, what if my battery dies on my phone?
I know.
I do that.
Yeah. When you can't remember something, you like to snap your fingers or hit the table. Signs you're an old person. I'm like, I do some of this. You can't stand or sit without making some sort of gruntle noise. Yeah, I do that.
Oh, you do?
I think so. Especially if it's a deep couch.
Oh.
You're becoming older if you judge other parents by if their kid is wearing a jacket or not.
Oh.
Like it's April. Maybe you should have a jacket with you or on. You start conversations with strangers in public, Kat.
Oh, yeah. Does that make me old?
Hey,
I just think I'm friendly.
I call it friendly.
There's a thin line there.
I do think that is you. Oh, hey, it's wonderful. You like that shirt, too? Now let's exchange life stories.
Oh, you're running just like I'm running. Hey,
yeah,
you want to go
other
running?
Day, the other day, Kat was running. Some guy was running. And she's like, do you want to be friends?
No, I just thought it would be fun to run together. I mean, obviously, he's in my neighborhood somewhere.
But he's not.
I didn't ask him where he lived.
You thought he was in his 70s or something
like
that.
Well, yeah.
Signs you might be old. If you know right now where your heating pad is in your house.
Yeah, okay.
In the last week, you've said the phrase, "I don't know how to work this dang thing." Kat, have you said that?
Yeah, I have. Darn it.
You drive by another house and say, "That's a nice house."
Oh, no. I bet you do that too, Andy.
I do that.
Yeah, you do that too.
And lastly, a sign that you are becoming older. If time allows, you like to cut your juice with water because everything's just too dang sweet these days.
I just do that just to cut the calories, honestly.
I get it. Or you DVR CBS Sunday morning.
That's Andy.
Yeah, that's me. Thank you to those who send me that. I appreciate that. Yeah. It's Andy and Kat. Sandy and Kat, it's Magic 95.1 WAJI. I think my parents are in town helping out with the kids.
Oh, yeah?
And they're trying to move closer to the area, and they're going around looking at houses.
Today's a great day for that.
Actually, it is. Do you know why?
Why?
Because you want to see how the home does.
Oh, with the rain?
Rain. Do you have pooling water? Does a basement flood? Oh. Is there a roof leak? Is there any of those things that you don't necessarily notice?
Right.
That's right. When you're normally going around. So anyway, there's that. Of course, our whole real estate around here is a whole thing.
Man, they're lucky they're getting in to see houses. Seriously. Wow. Because it's...
Yeah. Close to a school being out here in the next 6-8 weeks or whatever it is. And then there's going to be... What are you doing?
I got myself tangled up in my necklace.
I'm sorry. You look like a...
We're
going to have to derail this. You are honestly... Can I take a picture of this?
No, because I can't figure out what I did wrong. My headphones tangled in my necklace?
You...
What is going on over here?
I don't want to say anything derogative. Oh, my gosh.
There we go. Okay. I don't know how I did that. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to... I guess it is more of a visual thing, but I guess when we get cameras in our studio...
You were like a toddler who got stuck in their shirt.
I can't
getting dressed in the morning. That's what it was like.
I guess, yeah.
Yeah, my kids panic because their shirt's on backwards.
I couldn't figure out what was going on. I kept getting stuck.
Well.
I'm unstuck now.
Well, it's just dressing. I mean, there are days where if I leave you alone, you're like a kitten with yarn and you get yourself all tangled. All right.
Call me out. I'll call you out.
Well, I mean, you were contorted.
I was a little.
You look like you were trying to audition for a Cirque du Soleil show in Vegas. Sandy and Kat, it is Magic 95.1 WAJI. We're going to get you a couple tickets to the upcoming Michiana Wine Festival, which happens every year. And socialize, stand in a field, sample wines from around the area and across the state.
There's over 100 vendors. This is a big event, and it happens every year. And so many people look forward to this.
The question this morning, and our number in advance is 260-467-9500. 70% of people wish they knew more about this so they could enjoy it more with their friends or by themselves.
Oh my gosh. Can you repeat the question one more time and let me shift where my mind is going?
Sure.
Okay.
70% of people.
70%.
So that's most. 7 in 10. Wish they knew more about this very thing. But they don't. Because if they did, they wish they could enjoy it more with friends or by themselves. What is it?
All right.
260-467-9500. Kat, go ahead. You will be our first caller to get the proverbial ball rolling. What's your guess?
I'm going to say more about sports.
Sports is not right.
All right.
Even though the Masters golf tournament that starts
today.
Oh.
Wish I knew more about birdies and eagles and...
That's enough. You knew those.
Yeah. Condors.
Condors, we learned.
We learned what a condor was.
Yeah, that's exactly right. Andy and Kat, Magic 95.1, 7 in 10 people wish they knew more about?
Wine.
Wine.
Is exactly right. Yes.
Very good. How smart.
You linked the question to the tickets, and that's why I love you. what's your first name?
Thank you. Carl,
we appreciate knowing that. By the way, how you doing out there? You driving in the monsoon?
Oh, yeah.
Both hands nuts. On the wheel.
It's just what we needed, a lot more rain.
Yeah, I know. Check this out, Carl, before we grab your information. I haven't gotten an update on this, but we did talk about it at this time slot yesterday. So, Kat, did you go ahead and plant your grass seed yesterday despite knowing the monsoon was coming today for your entire yard? Did that happen?
That did happen yesterday. Mm, yeah. But it does have a nice little blanket of straw on top.
Okay.
And it's holding the seed down so it won't wash away.
Let's go to listener Carl. Hey, Carl, do you think that that was a good idea?
Or a bad idea?
As long as there's straw, they'll give it 50-50.
Okay.
All right.
I think it's going to flood to the sewer, and we're going to understand how her drainage system works.
Yeah.
All right, Carl, hang on. I know you're busy. Well, let's grab some information here behind the scenes. Yeah, magic trivia. 70% of people wish they knew more about wine so they could enjoy it more with their friends or by themselves. Sandy and Kat, it's Magic 95.1 WAJI. I think my parents are in town helping out with the kids.
Oh, yeah?
And they're trying to move closer to the area, and they're going around looking at houses.
Today's a great day for that.
Actually, it is. Do you know why?
Why?
Because you want to see how the home does.
Oh, with the rain?
Rain. Do you have pooling water? Does a basement flood?
Oh.
Is there a roof leak? Is there any of those things that you don't necessarily notice,
right?
When you're
on
doing
a sunny day.
That's right. When you're normally going around. So anyway, there's that. And of course, our whole real estate around here is a whole thing.
Man, they're lucky they're getting in to see houses. Seriously, wow. Because it's
close to a school being out here in the next 6-8 weeks or whatever it is, and then there's going to be a. What are you doing?
I got myself tangled up in my necklace.
I'm sorry. You look like a. We're
going
to have to derail this. You are honestly... Can I take a picture of this?
No, because I can't figure out what I did wrong. My headphones tangled in my necklace?
You
are... What is going on over here?
I don't want to say anything derogative. Oh, my gosh.
There we go.
Okay.
I don't know how I did that. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to... I guess it is more of a visual thing, but I guess when we get cameras in our studio...
You were like a toddler who got stuck in their shirt.
I can't
getting dressed in the morning. That's what it was like.
I guess, yeah.
Yeah, my kids panicked because their shirt's on backwards.
Couldn't figure out what was going on. I kept getting stuck.
Well.
I'm unstuck now.
Well, it's just dressing. I mean, there are days where if I leave you alone, you're like a kitten with yarn and you get yourself all tangled. All right.
You call me out. I'll call you out.
Well, I mean, you were contorted.
I was a little.
You look like you were trying to audition for a Cirque du Soleil show in Vegas. Sandy and Kat, it is Magic 95.1 WAJI. Each and every year, there's sort of the survey that comes out that talks about what do you wish you learned in school but wasn't taught? And it comes out around now because the answer to that is usually taxes. People are like, I wish I could do them on my own. I don't want to take the time for TurboTax or whatever. But that's just one of the skills. They don't spend a lot of time on budgeting, finances, understanding the stock market. What does the word dividend mean? Any of that stuff. The other things on the list that are on there this year, what do you wish that you were taught in school but weren't? Laundry.
Oh, how to separate the
how
darks
to do
from
laundry
the lights.
Differently is mm-hmm. on there. Taxes and finances, I meant. Workplace etiquette.
For sure.
I do believe there should be a class on email tone.
That's exactly what I was going to say. That was my answer. I wish I took a class on how to respond to emails
The
proper way.
Hey, is anybody...
Do you greet them? Do you say hello? Do you say good afternoon?
Uh-huh.
Do you address them?
Yeah.
Do you say sincerely at the very end of your email? Or cheers? That's me.
Has anybody in this studio been reprimanded for email tone?
I have. Gosh, yes. That's what I'm saying. I needed to take a class. I didn't mean to sound snarky, but I did.
All right.
They said I was passive aggressive.
That's right. I'll move on.
Okay.
But first, has anybody in this studio...
Wait a second. I thought we were going to move on.
...gotten in trouble for email etiquette more than once?
You know what? If I had something dull, I would throw it at you right now. But all my objects over here are pretty sharp and pointy. Yes, Andy.
Oh, okay. I didn't know. I didn't. Okay. I was just thought I was worth it. I was asking. It was just just a follow up. It was just journalism.
Just
that's all.
Pour that salt in that wound.
What do Americans wish they were taught in school but have not? We mentioned taxes, laundry, workplace etiquette, and then finally, relationship advice.
Oh.
More like communication skills.
Yeah, okay. Communication.
When your partner says this, this is what they really mean.
Oh. Kind of the differences between men and women.
Maybe at, I mean, I think there would be another issue where tone. Might.
Thank you. I don't like your tone right now.
Yeah.